BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcast.
Scott Mills.
On today's podcast, it's a good one. Lots of very funny things, including funny business, businesses with lol names. It was a good one today, actually. Jax Jones, music video or adult video. I'm finding that to be one of my new fave games that we're doing, actually.
Yeah, which is good, because you were slightly sceptical about it. But people seem to love it, so we'll probably do it a bit more.
So we read out comments from underneath either one of the artist's music videos or a rude movie. Jax Jones was well up for it today. Nathan Dorr off of Tune of the Week rang up. And more stuff that clearly never happened in songs, ever.
This is really kicking off, by the way. I saw on your Twitter, it's getting all the retweets and it's massive talking topic at the moment.
Talking and topic. Stay listening for our listener who said this to us on Bangers.
I both love ya.
Enjoy.
It's a good one. Scott Mills, BBC Radio.
Dan in Hunterton wants to know why they are fighting with pumpkin boats. I don't know. This is just what I needed to hear this lunchtime, says Brandon from Cornwall.
Yeah, it sort of clears you out, doesn't it?
I feel clear, yeah. Jake says, Architects on Radio 1 at 13:17 in the afternoon. Well done to every single mosher out there who made that happen. I'm proud of every one of you.
Want to give a shout out. It feels like the wrong time after something as heavy as that, but a happy birthday to my dad. Right, and I'd give him a little shout out, but I feel like that was maybe not the right song to do it after.
Is Ron listening now?
Yeah.
Is he listening?
So, yeah, hope you enjoyed that, Dad.
Well, you know, normally we don't wish anyone a happy birthday without...
no, we're not doing that.
...without them having to tell their son the details of where they were made, so...
I guess it would be a level up from that, but... No, we're not doing that.
A lot of people enjoyed Architects. One person, though, says, I'm not saying I'm superstitious, but all the seagulls in front of me took off when the song started.
Scott Mills.
I'm glad I'm playing other songs because it's flushing a song that's in my head and won't leave.
What is in your head?
Right, so I think my housemate went to see the Freddie Mercury film, the Queen film, last night, which everyone says is really good, right? You know that old Queen song? All we hear is... Radio Gaga, really old.
Yeah, amazing that. Song.
Right, good song. You know when you've gone to see a film and then you go home and you're like, right, I'm just going to listen to some of the songs because they're really good songs.
Yeah, and also the songs sound epic in the cinema.
So what I think happened, I'm just trying to piece it together, is I think he went to the cinema to see the Freddie film, then had a few drinks and then got home and thought, oh, I'll put some Queen on. So from about 11 last night, all I can hear really faintly is, all we hear is... Anyway, so then I wake up to go for a wee, actually. Thanks for asking. At about 2, it's still going. All we hear is... I'm like, okay, good. He's got that on repeat.
No.
Woke up at 5. All we hear is...
All night long?
All night. And then woke up at 7, it stops. He must have switched it off. Brilliant. BBC. Thanks, Dan. Radio
1. Scott Mills.
Jax Jones, hello.
Hello, how you doing?
Good. How was the live lounge?
Very exciting. I think he's one of my best ones, to be fair.
Chris was just watching the video. He agrees.
Yeah. I thought he smashed that one.
Did he just force you to agree?
Yeah. No.
Before you walked in, he was like, really good.
Oh, thank you, Chris.
Yeah, I'll tell you what's kind of weird in that situation is watching the video and then you just walk through the door, so you've got to quickly cancel the video in case you catch me watching it.
Yeah.
And that's such a rare situation in your life.
Yeah.
But it feels like that BBC Sounds advert that I've seen floating around, you know, where the actual artists are kind of involved in your life.
Yeah, but then they just literally
Jax
walk
Jones
in.
Suddenly appears behind. Behind you.
1 minute you're on his phone and then you're like, walk in the same outfit.
I would have reveled in that, to be honest with you.
Oh, you're watching my video, bro. Yeah. Listen, we're not going to ask you to fart today. That was our last feature.
I haven't had breakfast out of nerves, so I have no gas.
No, we've got a new game for you, which we're going to play next after we play your live lounge, and this is called Music Video or Adult Video.
Oh, I'm excited.
Ready for it?
Yes.
Okay.
This is
Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
And now let's play Music Video or Adult Video. Underneath all your music videos, there are comments. You've probably read them.
I have, yeah.
Do you read them?
They've saddened me at days and made me happy on others.
What we didn't know until last week, I can't remember who stumbled upon it.
Oh, this was one of my friends.
That's it, yeah. What we didn't also realise is that that the adult videos also, you can leave comments under.
Really?
Yeah, right.
I didn't know that.
What you've got to work out is, are the comments you're about to hear from underneath one of your music videos or underneath an adult video? You ready?
All right, cool.
Let's do it. Yours or an adult movie?
This is disturbing, but at the same time, I can't look away.
adult video.
Well, it's tricky, this one, isn't it? Because
I don't have any disturbing videos.
They are, they're generally good time videos, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah.
But then so are the other ones.
So you're so you're saying this is an adult video?
Yeah.
Wrong.
What?
It was the Housework music video.
Oh, fair play, yeah. Fair play.
Disturbing. What about this one?
Oh, man, this was over way too quickly.
Oh, this is a Jack Jones song, surely.
No. No! Adult.
You got 2 out of 2 wrong there.
What about this one?
Obviously, don't know my comments.
Why do I feel so dirty watching this?
Oh, this is a Jack Jones video.
Yes, for Housework.
Yay! That's actually my wife's nan's favourite.
What about this one?
I tell you what, this deserves an Oscar.
Okay, so it has to be ironic, right? It's an adult one.
Correct!
Yay.
What about this one?
I have the same pants. Lol.
You've got to wonder as well why
I'm wondering why I have the same pants.
But also why people write these comments.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That's the feedback they want to give.
Have you ever written a YouTube comment?
No.
I don't think I have.
Online.
Are you? Have you?
No. I'm not really a commenter.
What are you saying though? Is this music or adult?
I have the same pants. Lol.
Adult.
No, it's the video for Breathe.
What pants? Pants. Must have been Mabel.
Have you got a music video that you'd like to do in your mind that you haven't done yet?
I'm basically making budget versions of Weapon of Choice by Fatboy Slim for every video.
At least you're honest.
Yeah, I've been trying.
The camera work's awful. You need someone to hold that thing for you.
It's blatantly an adult video.
Correct.
Hey.
I was watching this and then my girlfriend called me.
That really could be even.
Oh, this is Ring Ring, Jack Jones, surely.
Correct!
He's trying to be funny. He was trying to be funny on that one. Yeah.
Yeah, really good.
She has the same facial expression for this entire video.
I want to get this wrong.
Go on, man.
Adult video.
No, video for Ring Ring.
I knew it.
Ah. I've seen... Oh, no.
I think I've seen that one.
Now I'm hungry.
Jack Jones.
Now I'm hungry.
Yeah, yeah. Because I'm Snack Jones, isn't it?
Correct.
Yay. Are we keeping score, by the way?
No.
She's so beautiful, and I love the fact her body is just normal like other women's. No fake boobs and bum or fillers put in places. She's so natural and gorgeous.
He sounds like such a passionate person.
This voice is amazing.
Yeah.
He's the perfect voice for this.
I feel like you should replace the new film trailers. In the cinemas today, we have an excellent...
She's so beautiful, and I love the fact her body is just normal.
Adult or music?
Music video.
Correct, Ring Ring.
Oh, Mames. She's so normal.
One more.
Well, now I believe that perfection exists.
Must be talking about a Jack Jones video, shouldn't
we? Jack Jones, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you, one, in the live lounge, and two, playing our amazing new game. I hope you enjoyed it.
I really enjoyed it, and I hope to have an alarm clock from said person who's reading said comments.
She's so beautiful, and I love the fact her body is just normal like other women's.
Put that in a Valentine's card.
Scott Mills.
Some businesses have out-of-the-ordinary names. They don't just go for the boring ones. I guess it gets more people's attention.
Yeah, exactly.
We like to call these places on Funny Business. If you've got any good company names you want to pass on to us, maybe in your local area, let us know on 8199. I've got one for you to call. You don't know who or where it is or what they're called. And the same from you to me.
Yeah.
All right. So I'd like to go first.
You're going to go first. Yeah.
All right. So the only rule is no laughing when they pick up the phone, even though they probably do have a comedy name.
Try find out where they're based as well. You're going to love it.
Okay.
Here we go.
What? So place and the name of the place and the area. Okay.
Good afternoon, get stuffed.
Sorry?
Get stuffed.
Get stuffed?
Get stuffed.
All right. What's your company, please?
We're a bakery and a sandwich takeaway place.
Right, where's that?
In Saxmundham, in Suffolk.
In where?
Saxmundham, in Suffolk.
This just gets better. Is that your idea, the business name?
Yes.
Oh, very good. What's your name, please?
I'm Jane.
Jane, get stuffed.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you. Who are you?
My name's Scott. I'm just Scott, really.
Just Scott. Hello, yeah. Scott.
Hey, nice to meet you. All right, just wanted to check the name. All right, see you.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Ah, it's a great one. For me, one of the friendliest that we've done so far. Which is funny, despite the name that they answer the phone with.
Get stuffed.
Hello, get stuffed.
Great one. Good
Described
one.
It as a bakeaway as well, yeah. Which I thought sounded like the future. It's a good one.
Right, are you ready?
I am ready. Okay.
I've got one for you. Chris doesn't know who he's calling. Don't laugh. Poker face.
Good afternoon, Jack the Stripper.
I'm sorry, who are you called?
Jack the Stripper.
Jack the Stripper. Are you Jack? Just to check.
I am indeed Jack.
And just to check I've got the right number, if I was to pay you some money, what would you do?
Depends what you'd like me to do.
I don't know. I'm assuming you're not as obvious as the name. So what are you stripping?
We do wood stripping, metal stripping, and repainting. Almost anything anyone would like to be stripped.
You'll strip anything, Jack?
Given the chance, yes.
Okay, fine. Thank you. Okay, brilliant. Nice to speak to you.
Bye-bye.
What? Is he gone? What was that?
It was brilliant.
Jack the Stripper.
Go on, Jack.
Scott Mills.
Okay, tune of the week time first. Here's the bloke who made it, Nathan Dorr. Hey, Nathan.
Hello, how are you? You all right?
Yeah, really good. This tune is getting such a positive response when we play it, you know.
Fantastic. That's great.
We kind of know you from back in the day, don't we?
Yeah. Do you know what, Nathan? This feels like it's all a journey for you. What is the ultimate aim?
I don't know, because I suppose any kind of aim I've already set myself, I've kind of hit and exceeded. So I've got to constantly set new goals. But I suppose it's just take the music to like a next level where we're performing all over the world and, you know, uniting so many different fan bases together, because I'm multi-genre and trying to get as many people supporting the music as possible, really.
Well, you're already going around the world, though, aren't you?
Yeah, we do Europe and that throughout summer. But it'd be nice to get over to Australia and America and stuff like that.
You've got the resorts down, haven't you? I mean, come on, you've been doing that for years. You've got your Malia, your Cavos, your Zante, Cos. It's all been done. Now you need to move to Australia and deal with there.
Yeah.
That's it.
Do you know, I remember from Zante when we used to DJ there. Do you remember the fake Nando's? That was good, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, I think is it called Perry Heaven or something now?
Perry Heaven. I think it got closed down when it was a bit too similar to the actual restaurant.
Yeah. It's open again now. It's actually better, people are saying.
Oh, is it open?
The real thing. Yeah, it's open now.
And do you remember the Not Real Sainsbury's on the strip in Lagunas?
Yeah. I'm still there as well.
Good times. Is it still there? Amazing.
I think these are really exciting times for you, Nathan. And seeing those gigs that you're selling out, and it's huge in the Midlands. You seem to have loads and loads of fans around there.
Yeah, great. I mean, we just sold out my headline show at the O2 Academy in Birmingham, 3,000 people. So that's pretty mad.
That's
quality. So that's in December. But yeah, because I'm from the Midlands, I get a lot of strong support around there, which is great. But I mean, we're always up north and down south as well. So it's always great to get around the country.
Nathan, it's really good to chat to you, and a pleasure to have you as our Tune of the Week. Speak soon, all right?
Thank you, mate. Take care.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills here. I'm not on tomorrow. You've got Matt Edmondson. Is that okay with you?
Yeah.
So you and Matt tomorrow?
Yeah, me and him. So I'm effectively Molly.
You are. And Maisie Williams is going to be on the show.
I know. Wicked.
That's amazing.
Mm.
And you're planning on doing some acting with her.
I don't know, it's like one of the ideas that we've got. I mean, we've not run this past her, so let's not commit too deep. but I think if she goes for it, could be good.
Right, and you think you're on the same level actor-wise, yeah?
What, me and her?
Yeah.
I'd love to give it a go, because Stark, you know?
Right,
got
yeah.
Connection.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Coming up just after 3, more lyrics in songs that actually really never happen, let's be honest. My Twitter was popping off yesterday with so many suggestions, and everyone really liking the thread. It kind of cheers you up. I tell you what, this definitely never happened with Will Young. If you're the one who breathes up, you're the only girl that I need. Never happened!
This
is
BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Jack.
Hello, Scott. You all right, mate?
Yeah, I'm good. What are you doing at the moment?
I'm just painting a bedroom in the bathroom.
Okay, whereabouts?
Devon, Newton Abbott.
I knew you were Newton Abbott. I could hear it in your voice.
All right, my boot.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what are you painting at the moment? Which bit are you on?
Yeah, I'm just in the bathroom now.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. What, nearly done?
Nearly done, Steve.
Steve. Oh, you're going to get this a lot now. Steve.
I take it you like Superfan Steve.
Steve.
You like him, yeah?
I do, yeah. He's not bad, boys. Not bad.
You liked him with Rita Rory yesterday?
Oh, I loved it.
See, I told you people
love
it.
Yeah, it's very odd. I saw a picture of Rita Aurora go up. Grimmy put a picture of her up last night. And underneath it, I just put Stu. Loads of people were liking it.
I love it. Okay, I know that you normally pick Chris on bangers, as well as being a fan of Superfan Steve.
Yeah.
But I want to tempt you today, Jack, with this. Do you know this one, Jack?
I do.
Yeah, it's Got to Love You, Sean Paul. And Alexis Jordan.
Love Sean Paul.
Yes?
Yeah. All right, so Jake, you can have that, or my choice today is this.
Oh.
I used to get really emo to this song. Jason,
really? Really, though.
Jason Derulo, and I think it's one of his forgotten greats. This is It Girl.
Okay.
Jack. Oh, boys, it's hard. Right. I both love ya, but I've got to go with Steve.
Steve.
Oh, yeah.
BBC Sound.
It's the iconic home of live music. You name an artist or band, and they've probably played here. This isn't a massive stadium or muddy festival site. This is Radio 1's Live Lounge.
Check, check.
Pretty life-changing experience.
I'm Abby McCarthy, and I'm discovering what it takes to make a cover version happen.
I want to keep it similar to the original.
The Live Lounge is world-renowned for its covers, and in this podcast, we're going behind the scenes with exclusive access to the artists setting foot inside Radio 1.
I've got to make sure I do it right.
Check, check, one. Perfect.
Radio 1's Live Lounge. Uncovered. Listen now on BBC Sounds.
Oh, I love you, Derulo, you big cheese ball.
It's a lovely song.
I can say that in one myself, so.
Yeah.
That was Jason Derulo in It Girl.
You got into it halfway through. You were bitter at the start just because you haven't been chosen again.
Well, I'm not here tomorrow, but then on Thursday, and this is going to happen, I've put it in my phone to remind me, I'm going to answer the phones for bangers because this is getting ridiculous now. And I will play you the conversations that we have. I'll record them.
But what are you planning on saying to people? Are you going to vote for me?
Yeah, basically, yeah.
So you're telling me that we're going to do bangers on Thursday and you're just going to straight up cheat. You're going to find someone on the phone that will choose
you. Yeah.
I think, I'll be honest, I think you're going to struggle.
Sean Paul is, Got to Love You, is a much better song than Jason Derulo,
oh,
It Girl. It is.
Stop, you're honestly, you're so bitter. When yours get chosen, you revel in it. You absolutely revel in it. The next day, you're playing repeats of people choosing your songs and everything.
I enjoy Jack, though, because he both loves us.
I both love ya.
Oh, we both love you too.
We
I
both...
know that works.
No, yeah, that does work.
I both love ya.
Yeah. Jason Derulo wins today's bangers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Grimmy's on at 4 this afternoon. So good with Little Mix yesterday. Today he's got to pick the best song by Justin Bieber. I know what it is already. For me. And it won't be anyone else's. As long as you love me.
Is it? Oh, I thought you were going to go for... what's that Beauty in the...
Beauty in the Beat.
Yeah.
Terrible.
No?
No. It's not Eeny Meeny with Sean Kingston.
Oh, Eeny Meeny was
a
stinker.
Absolute rotter, wasn't it? As long as you love me, I'm saying. But it won't pick that. It's not Baby either.
I'm thinking of the other ones. I like, to be honest, I like the more newer ones of his.
Like Sorry and that. What do you mean? Well, it's probably going to be What Do You Mean? Anyway, that's with Grimmy tonight from 6. He's on from 4.
I both love ya.
This is
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
This is Radio 1, Georgia Smith and Blue Lights. It's Scott Mills here. Grimmy's on at 4 today. We're just talking about some stuff that definitely never happened in songs. As I pointed out earlier, this definitely never happened to Will Young. Never happened. Also, I know there's just so many coming in. We've got Nathan. Hey, Nath.
Hey, you alright?
Yeah, good. What's yours?
Mine's the Bruno Mars one. Would he actually catch a grenade for
her? Yeah, I mean, it's unlikely, isn't it?
Yeah, he also says he'll jump in front of a throne for her. I think it's quite silly.
Oh, that's the wrong one. Right there, Nathan. Hang on. Ah, it's all gone wrong! This is a nightmare! Hang on. Oh, I have dreams like this when nothing works. I got it. Catch a grenade, oh yeah. Got there in the end. Never happened! Also, according to Victoria, this definitely never happened. Never happened. Louise, hello?
Hi.
Hiya, what's your one?
Sean Kingston's Beautiful Girl.
Here it is. Okay, what's the one? What's the line?
So back in 99, when he was watching movies all the time, apparently he went away for doing his first crime. Now I'm pretty sure he'd have been 9 years old, so that's true.
That's a great one.
Well worked out as well. Oh, and I went away for doing my first crime. Never happened!
Scott Mills.
People are noticing them in all songs now because we're just making people listen to songs differently just to see if they can find a never happened.
It's actually horrible. I kind of want to forget about this feature just so I can enjoy music again.
There's one right at the start of that track by Clean Bandit and Marina. Standing here in an empty room, I saw you there and my blood ran cold. Never happened. It's an empty room.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, no. Did Kesha really brush her teeth with a bottle of Jack, though? No.
Probably not.
Never happened. Also, is this really... Like, you'd be gutted if you only got this for Christmas. Baby, all I want for Christmas is you. Never happened. Never happened. This is a problem now, isn't it? Because we're all going to be listening out for them all the time. Apparently it's been going on for years. There's an old song by Elton John, Ralph says, called Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me, which is impossible, as Ralph points out, due to the vast spatial distance and potential combustion hazard.
Scott Mills.
You know in your office when you just get like a little treat and it really just picks you up?
Mm.
Jess, who works on the show, it feels like it's every Tuesday, just turns up with an orange bag. You know the supermarkets with the orange bag? And she's just bought whatever kind of wafer-type biscuits are on offer.
Nah, I'll tell you what will excite a lot of people listening. It's always those kind of retro biscuits, the ones you'd get in your lunchbox.
Yeah.
So, you can't really say the names, but the ones that rhyme with walkies.
Yeah,
and clubs.
Club.
Those sort of ones.
Yeah, but it's a real unexpected treat, and we look forward to it.
We do look forward to it. Although,
I forget it's happening.
She chooses mint. Gutted.
Oh, I know. Why would you go
when there's only mints in the bag? Still appreciate it, but
yeah,
gutted.
Thanks, Jess.
Gutted.
I just really like that when someone whips out a treat, you know? You forget about it that's happening.
Mate, there's always one in your office that will do that, and
always.
They are a legend for it.
Absolutely. Oh, I've got a football never happen now. You're not going to like it.
Go on, then.
It's coming home. It's coming. Never happened.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Helen, you've had a strange day at work, right?
I have.
Go on, tell me.
Well, I'm a florist. And I've just had a really odd message to write on a bouquet of flowers.
Okay. People still do that, do they, with the old messages on the flowers there?
Yeah, we don't ask any questions. We just write it.
Yeah, we used to do a game on this, didn't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, we should bring
I
that
remember.
Back.
Yeah.
We should
I
bring
remember.
That back. Yeah, yeah, but it's like the weirdest thing that they would actually put on the card. Why? Yeah. What was on the card today, then?
Well, I'm not sure I can say it all.
Okay.
But
headline?
It was very nice. It started off complimenting this person, and then it signed off saying, I really like your fat feet.
Say it with flowers.
Your fat feet.
There's something else they mention as well, but I'm keeping it PG.
I'm all right, Helen, thanks. I think you've said enough.
BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
I am having a day off tomorrow. Nothing you can do about it.
Well deserved. Where are you
Thank
going?
You. Glasgow. But I'll be back on Thursday, and it's Matt with Chris tomorrow and Maisie Williams. Not even jealous.